This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakwood Heart Chulas talk and text line, the legendary Pete Jenkins. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I always love to have you on because finally I get somebody on that's a little bit older than me.
Well, my ears were peeled. I was listening for you to say something nice, and here you are. Older than you.
Well, hey, I gave you the moniker. You the legendary Pete Jenkins, but I had to, yeah. You know. But listen, Coach, I'm catching up every day about that age-wise. I'll be honest with you, man. I got some parts on me that ain't feeling too good today, especially that right knee.
I'm telling you. Mother Nature never loses, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's like speed. Never had a bad day. Well, Mother Nature always had a bad day when you get older.
Yeah.
Coach, you and I talked about this a little bit this morning, text-wise, and it's the first time I've done this 40 years in the draft process. I've never had 24 of my top 75 guys, defensive linemen, either ends or tackle. And I see these super talented athletes that can move unbelievably, but they lost like a pecan. Other than a few of them, if they don't beat a guy with an initial move, Coach, they seemingly lost on where to go, where to track the ball. Yeah. And you brought up to me that you felt strongly that that position is maybe – not coached as well as any other spot on the team today at the high school, college, and pro level.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I don't mean to sound – I don't know what the word I'm – sir. I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything, Mike, because it's where I work my whole life. But as I watch and travel around and I watch TV and – whatever. It's just a poorly coached position. Are you there, Mike, still?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Coach. Okay. And I think what happens in pro ball, most of the coaches, and true in college for a big part, most of the coaches are offensive guys, and they hire people who can handle the room and keep the guys in line and, you know, stay on top of them and manage them and things like that. And I don't think there's not a lot of head coaches that put a real high priority on the defensive line. Consequently, I just think it's a position that's really undercoached, to be honest with you. Now, a lot of great athletes and a lot of guys, and they go to the league. And then they don't get fundamentals. They have actually created a job for me. You know, that's what I do in July. They've really created I have 25 pro guys or more. I have to hold it down because numbers. But I have guys that come to me and pay my fee to learn fundamentals. And, you know, there's a few of them, Mike, that do a really good job, but there's a very few, to be honest with you. And when I said that to you, I don't mean to sound cocky. I just don't think it's a position that they place the importance that it deserves, to be honest with you. Now, hush, because I don't want to sound too cocky or anything.
I got you. But it's about value, and I think you bring up a great point, Coach. One of the guys that you got to coach and mentoring in your travels at Georgia was Mykel Williams, and I know you didn't work with the linebackers. Jalen Walker was there, but you did work a lot with Mykel. And Mykel, man, he looks the part, and he's one of the few guys in this draft class. You could tell he knows technique work really well. Your thoughts on him as a player?
Yeah, and Mike, listen, if you go to Georgia, you're going to get you some fundamentals there, okay? It's like Alabama used to be. You're going to get you some fundamentals because they do. I was over there, 2 weeks ago. Boy, they do such a good job of developing players over there. And you know, case in point, there's Philadelphia with a great defense. Two of the starting three defensive linemen are Georgia kids. There's two or three linebackers on that Philadelphia team that are Georgia kids. I mean, they teach those kids at Georgia. I mean, they teach them a lot, but they teach those kids how to fundamentally play football. Now, Mykel, and here's the thing, Mike. In their terminology at Georgia, the way they do things, they have a big end and a small end. They call him the big end. They call the other one a linebacker. Okay, so Mykel has been in the room with me for the last 4 years, all right? And I am so prejudiced toward this guy because he is high character. He is a really good leader guy. I mean, I watched him grow up. I remember when he walked in that room as a freshman. He's from Columbus, Georgia, Mike. You'll like this story. He's from Columbus, Georgia. That's where I coached high school football. And I was at a high school called Baker High School, which no longer exists. But he was at a school Hardaway, okay? And I started teasing him when I first met him. I said, hey, Hardaway, man. I said, look, when we played them that week, I sent the B team over there to whip their ass. I said, you know, we didn't even send the varsity. And look, when I saw him 4 years later this year, first thing I said to him, I said, Hardaway. And he said, Coach, here you go again with that same stuff. He said, send in the B team over there. But I like the guy. The first time I saw him line up at a six technique on the tight end, I looked at Trey Scott, the D-line coach, and I said, man, you got you something here. But along with his physical ability, and I had a pro coach tell me today he had a great workout this week for somebody. It was two or three teams worked him out this week, and he ran really good. The guy told me that it was just a really great workout this week. So to me, he'd be a high priority in my book because he has physical attributes, and he's a tremendous kid. He's a special guy, to tell you the truth, and very dependable. And got all of those things. I mean, he's a guy. I'll be honest with you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
He can also play the run, Coach. You got a lot of these guys. Man, that thing is, man, I'm getting into the backfield to try to sack the quarterback. And the first thing they do, they run the football right at him. He's 5 yards up the field, and the running back is also 5 yards up the field.
Yeah, really good. Really good. They play him at a six on the tight end, and then they play him at a four high on the tackle. And I'm telling you, Mike, he holds up, man. He holds up. He looks more like a six. But they put him in there on the tackle, play a four eye, and he's very physical. I mean, you know, I think he's going to make somebody a real, really fine pro football player.
Coach, you were at LSU and you had to sort of tinker with him. But I'll get your thoughts on Savion Jones. I saw him in high school, and I think when he entered LSU, I don't think he was 220 pounds. Tremendous athlete, really good high school basketball player. And when I first saw him, I told this to Coach O, man, you know, I don't know exactly where you're going to play him, but my goodness, can he run the field for a big man? He now he's put on some weight now, but your thoughts on him, and I know when you took over coaching the defensive line, the numbers weren't there, so you didn't get to really work with him so much as an end instead of having to work him at tackle.
Yeah, and I think we hurt his progress a little bit because we were so low on tackles. We moved him inside. You know, I don't think he made the move, Mike. He made the move for us. But you could tell his heart wasn't really in it. And we left him in there just long enough to mess him up, I guess, and then we moved him back out to defensive end. You know, but you couldn't chisel out a better-looking athlete, could you? I mean, he is just spectacular-looking guy. He really is. And a good guy, very quiet, very quiet. I misread him early on when I first got there, you know, because he's so quiet. I thought he lacked interest, to be honest with you. But I learned his personality. He's just a quiet. And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because that's when you learn is when you're not talking and when you're being quiet. But I think he's got tremendous upside physically. Now he's got, you know, I would hope wherever he goes, they put him at one spot and leave him because I think we've hampered him a little bit in his progress because we needed him here, and then we moved him back. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of his, though. I think he's got tremendous ability, physical ability.
Coach, you didn't coach him, but you had to go up against him in practice every day. Will Campbell. People don't realize what left LSU. I mean, he's a rare guy as an 18-year-old freshman to step off a high school campus, and I'm the starting left tackle playing against grown men in the SEC. Your thoughts on Will, because I think he's one of those guys where his character, his work ethic, grew up on a farm, you know, in Monroe. There is something about that I think sometimes we overlook. We get caught up, and he is very gifted as an athlete, but we kind of forget a little bit about the intangibles that make Will Campbell such a tremendous player.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, Mike. I think you're exactly right. The first thing that I thought about him as I began to compete against him, as you say, he's a serious-minded, very mature kid. I mean, look here, there was no play in him. When he came to practice, I'm telling you, it was he came on that practice field in a bad mood and stayed that way for about 2 hours. And look, I never saw him take it easy on anybody. I mean, every play, he's a real competitive guy. And I got to know him, the little I did get to know him, a short period of time I was there, 2023. You know, we would speak and things like that. And I had such great admiration for him. He's my kind of guy, boy. I mean, he, when he crossed that white line, he put it in gear and he stayed that way through the whole game and through the whole practice or whatever. But I think he's got a great future, Mike. I think you described his physical attributes exactly right. And I think the competitiveness is going to make him he reminded me a lot of Whitworth, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And that's a big set of shoes I just put in.
You better believe it. That's some big moccasins.
He reminded me, Whitworth was that same way at LSU. I mean, you know, there wasn't no playing around, man. He was damn serious about every snap. And Will reminded me a lot of what I saw with Whitworth when he was at LSU. So I think he'll do well. I would like to have him on my team as well as Michael.
Coach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you, I talked with you off air about Jordan Burch from Oregon, a South Carolina guy. You know, Mike said that basically a third of the top 75 prospects this year are defensive linemen. And I just asked him, he's probably going to be like a second round pick. Your thoughts on Jordan Burch?
Well, I first met him, he was young in South Carolina when I was hired to work up there. And then one day, you know, I walked into a room in Oregon. And, you know, it's just the way things happen today. I walk in the room in Oregon and the kid speaks to me and I'm thinking, but it was him. He transferred to Oregon. Well, he's done a really good, I tell you, he's a big kid and he is very mobile, man. I'm telling you, he can run. He changed the direction. He's got suddenness about him. I think he's a heck of a prospect. And he's done really well out at Oregon, which there's another place now, Mike, where they coach him up out there now. Oregon, I promise you, I didn't go this year to Oregon. I told Dan Lanning, the trip has gotten where it's too much for me. Because Eugene, you know, if you miss a flight out of Eugene, you got to wait about a week for the next one, you know. I told Dan, last year when I was out there, they picked me up at the hotel at 3 a.m. to catch my flight. And I got back to New Orleans at 7 that night. I was war slick, now I'm telling you. But they do a good job coaching out there. And discipline reigns. And I think they did a good job with Jordan. He was in the D-line room. Because they had the ends, and both ends were in the room at Oregon. But I think Jordan's a fine prospect, too. I really do.
Coach, you're talking about developing at Oregon. I think about Derek Harmon. Who the hell heard of Derek Harmon at Michigan State? He goes play 1 year. Now, you didn't get a chance because he came in a little bit later than you were there.
He was not there in the spring, Mike. Remember you and I talked about it?
Right. I remember that.
I called out there. They said he came in for 2 days.
And to think, look at Harmon now. People are looking at him as a first-round pick.
And, you know, here's one thing they said to me, though, when I called out there. You and I talked about him, and I called because I was like, how could I miss somebody like that? Anyways, they said, you know, he wasn't here for the spring. He just got here for 2 days. They said, too, you know, that his football IQ is extremely high. The game really makes sense to him. And that enabled him to come in there so late and still contribute like he did to their football team. So, I'm thinking he's a really good prospect. I know a lot of my friends in pro ball that we've had conversations about him, and all of them like him. I mean, they're all high on him. So, that's another good one. I've seen some pretty good ones that we've talked about just recently here.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your insights and everything. And, man, before you know it, Louisiana Line Camp coming up in June at Nicholls State in Thibodaux.
I'm working on it every day, Mike. All right, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Pete Jenkins, the legendary defensive line coach. Man, I think about it. He's coached over 70 all-SEC players, over 50 All-Americans, and I think it's 40 all-pro players in the NFL.
Pretty good resume.
A lot of people with that on the resume, Charlie.
Pretty good resume there, Mikey.
That's pretty strong.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.